know what it was. Just the Georgia people.
Yeah.
I tell you another community place in Savannah. That's a lovely place. Remember the place I've forgotten off of Savannah, an island or something out offshore.
Yeah.
Jekyll Island,
State South.
I think that's what I know. It. Go to Savannah and then you go there.
Brunswick?
No, 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 I've been in Albany.
What's that?
A couple of days
in Albany.
No. I was there just that 2 days. I took home a magazine, Postmaster was that. The editor, the postmaster at Albany. Editing was there, and I succeeded him. And I went down there to be briefed, get material, whatever he had. So he showed me all around town. I don't know what the place was all over there. Bigger and more important than people this way think about it. I believe there raised a lot of cons in that country.
Agricultural products.
Agricultural.
Now, I wanted to get your, you asked some stuff about the house. Now, speaking of the fireplace, what would you call that open part in front of them on the floor? That was...
It's all the H-A-R-T-H, right name. Usually the height extended out 3 to 4 feet as a safety precaution because of cinders and fire falling out of the open fireplace would fall on the wooden floor. And every fireplace had what you call a mandrel piece over the top. There was a clock and some bric-a-brac. Things you put up there, you know where else to put them.
Yeah. What about the things in the fireplace you might lay the wood across?
Oh, the irons? Yeah, I think they call them andirons. Yeah, A-N-O-Y. You know, those are collector's items, you know?
No.
Andirons, and then there was a little stand there on the side that held a poker, and poke up your fire. A little shovel, the shovel coals around. We had those things in that big house, I tell you, the most fun. Later stoves came in, indoor stoves, going coal or wood stoves. Those big fireplaces and things in the early home, they sure did set fire in our house.
What'd you call the kind of wood you used to start the fire?
It was fat pine, but it had a name called, let's see, lighting wood. L-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, that you light the wood, the fat pine. Then it was boiled down to lighter. L-I-T-E-R-D, lighter.
Okay. And the big piece of wood you put on the fire after you got that started, you call that a...
I don't know. Yeah, there was a name. You usually put a great big green log down, hardwood, or green pine, and everything lighter, smaller pieces burned around it. But this big log would glow and burn for hours, maybe all night.